Well, I wanted to thank everyone while I was here, up here, on behalf of my family, of how great you guys have been and how you guys have opened up your homes for us and my family, and how you guys would invite us to supper and let us eat. So, it's good stuff. If you turn with me to Romans 12, 1 through 5, I'm going to preach on consecrating ourselves to God. So, what is consecration? If you'd read with me, in Romans 12, 1 through 5, it says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove that what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly and according as God hath dealt to every man his measure of faith. For as we have as many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. I'm going to be preaching on consecration, but what is consecration? Consecration is setting aside a part or a specific need for a certain purpose and how you should keep it straight for that certain need. Also, consecration would be consecrating our life or giving our life to Christ and how he gave his life for us, so we have no right then to offer our lives for him. One person said regarding consecrating our life to Christ, he said, consecrating our life is giving our life to Christ and giving it all. We have no right to offer Christ less than our lives. That is not complete. There can be no real dedication of self to him that is not complete in his surrender. When we are truly his, he will ultimately possess us. Those who give themselves to Christ will walk with him the whole way. Those who withhold some part of self will find that his path and theirs diverge. The full riches of the Christian experience are for those who give Christ all of life and not simply a place in their lives. So my proposition is, are you willing to give him all of yourself? Are you willing to give him not just a place, but also all of your lives and all of your bodies, minds, and soul, and your bodies, minds, and your life? Well, how are we supposed to consecrate ourselves and give ourselves to God? Well, first of all, if you look with me in Romans 12, verse 1, it says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice. So first of all, we should give our bodies to Christ as what? What should we give our bodies as? But we should give our bodies as a sacrifice, which would be as a lamb that was in the Old Testament. It was spotless and pure, ready to be sacrificed for God and giving the atonement for sin. So we're supposed to be pure and holy, pure and spotless lambs or sacrifices for God, and that we can be able to do the will he wants us to do. So we're not only supposed to be a sacrifice for God, but in 2 Timothy 2:19 through 21, if you turn with me to that, it says, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his, and let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and purged and prepared unto every good work. So not only are we supposed to give our bodies as sacrifices, but also as vessels unto God to be used for his purpose that he wants us to be used as. We're supposed to be, and you can't use a vessel, you can't draw water from a vessel if it has a crack in it or it's fractured or broken. You have to be without crack and you have to be without a hole in the middle or fractured. So if we're supposed to be used of God to help others and to be used in his will, then we should be able to not have any fractures, cracks, or holes in anywhere in the vessel. But we should be nowhere in the vessel, but we should be uncracked and well for him. So not only are we supposed to give ourselves as body, our bodies to him, but we should also give our minds. If you look back with me in Romans 12, 3 and 16, it says, in verse 3, it says, "For I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think of himself, but to think soberly according as God hath dealt to every man that measure of faith." So as we give our minds to Christ, how are we supposed to do that? Well, first of all, we're supposed to give our minds or our thoughts toward others. So our thoughts toward others are should be toward them in their need. And it can't we can't always be thinking of ourselves, because if we think of ourselves, then we're not thinking of others. And when we're not thinking of others, then we're not helping them in their need that they have and being used of God to help them in their need. So then we're also supposed to give our minds toward others or our thoughts toward others. We're also supposed to give our minds or our thoughts toward ourselves. I meant not towards ourselves. Because if you look with me in verse 16, it says, "Be of the same mind one to another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own eyes." In your own conceits, sorry. And so we're not only supposed to give our minds toward others, but we shouldn't be thinking of ourselves and thinking highly of ourselves. If we're thinking pridefully, then we're thinking of ourselves, and that's being selfish, and that's not giving all of ourselves to God. If we're supposed to be consecrating ourselves and setting apart ourselves for Christ, then we should be giving ourselves and not thinking of ourselves and being selfish on thinking of what on thinking of ourselves all the time. So, first of all, we're not supposed to give our we should give our bodies, and second of all, we should give our minds to be consecrated for God. But last of all, I wanted to say that we should give our lives to Christ, because our lives are short. In James 4:14, it says that our lives are as a vapor that vanisheth away, as like just poof, and it vanisheth really quickly. So if we're supposed to give our lives toward Christ, then we should use it wisely, because our lives that we have are short, but what counts in this life, it will count for eternity, because what is life compared to eternity? So then, how are we supposed to give our lives? Well, first of all, we should give our lives to others and be able to help them. And then second of all, we should be able to give our minds to Christ, because he has given all for us, and he's the perfect example of consecration, how he gave himself for us. If you remember in, just for those of you that were here last Sunday night, how we were going through the Lord's Supper, and how we should give, how he gave his bodies for us, and how we can, if he gave his body for us, then as a perfect example of consecration, then he gave his body for us in the Lord's Supper, and then second of all, he gave his mind. He always thought of everyone, and he always, during the time he was here on earth, he was always thinking of people, always helping them in their need, always healing the sick. And then third of all, he also gave his life for us, ultimately, to die on the cross for us. And if he gave his life for us, then we must also give our lives to him and be able to give all to him and give everything that we have to him. Shortly, I'll close with this. This illustration. A Christian woman came to a teacher asking what his idea of consecration was, and holding a blank sheet of paper, the teacher replied, "It is to sign your name at the bottom of the blank sheet of paper and let God fill it in as he will." So are you willing to sign at the bottom of a blank sheet of paper and give yourself to God and give your life and let him fill in as he will what he wants for you to do in your life? And then I was wanting to pray with this statement. Let's pray. So, dear Lord, I pray that the message that I spoke tonight would be that people would understand it, and that I would be able to do good and help us all to have a good, safe trip back. In Jesus' name, amen.